Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
America's favorite minor league broadcaster, the voice of the Fredericksburg Nationals. He also called the Big 12 tournament for ESPN earlier in the summer. Joining us this morning is Joey Zanaboni. Joey, good morning again.
DA, good to be home here with you and the boys.
Well, good to have you here on the show. How did the ESPN gig come about where you called the Big 12 tournament?
The finger of fate, you know, touched my shoulder again, my friend. It just kind of came through the wire, and a couple things came together. Just honored to do it down there in Dallas. And, you know, I think it went well. I'd like to think we were out there doing glove work like an underutilized men's warehouse employee.
Well, was it the product of this amazing amount of viral attention that you're getting? Your calls are going viral. A lot of websites and handles have picked it up. Barstool has retweeted you. That has led to Washington Post profiles, The Athletic profiles. The buzz that you're generating from having your wacky calls, is that how you were able to get into the ESPN booth?
I think so. I mean, you know, we're out there where the people are, really, on Twitter and on Facebook and on Instagram, LinkedIn, the professional people as well. And you know, the traction has been there. The interest has definitely been there. And I think that caught Mickey Mouse's attention on this one.
Well, what I thought was cool, because I got to watch more of your stuff than I get to listen to with the Fred Nats, is that your play-by-play, and I said this on the air, is really crisp. It's really good. If people just think that you're just kind of a gimmick, it's not true. You do those creative, zany calls afterwards, but your play-by-play is really, really solid. So my guess is your goal is to gain people's attention with the zany stuff, but also to make sure your fundamentals are crisp and solid, your foundation's really good to call play-by-play, right?
You're on to me here, DA. I think you're exactly right. You know, I didn't always used to do the one-liners kind of like I do now, but just kind of reading the situation and reading the reality of the broadcast business, it felt like that was more of a way to hook people into it. But just as Rocky Balboa fought Apollo Creed right-handed in Rocky II, you know, I felt like when I went out there on ESPN, I had to go out there and really kind of take them by surprise, which was more with my fundamentals and more with just the fun and the zany stuff, but also just those crisp broadcast notes. And I really appreciate that that's starting to catch on, because, you know, at the end of the day, I'm not trying to be a TikTok sensation. I'm trying to be out there for you on TV and calling the biggest events. So it means a lot.
Joey Zanaboni joins us this morning on the show. So now we have this Yankee situation unfold. And I have coined the summer of 2022 the summer of Zanaboni, because 76 was Mark the Bird Fitterich, 98 was McGuire and Sosa, 22 yes. Feels like it's Zanaboni. It just feels like you're everywhere these days, and now the Yankees suddenly will have this opening. John Sterling's going to roll back his schedule, take some games off on road trips in the second half of the season. He's 84 years old, and you have declared you're the dark horse candidate for this position. Are you just saying that, or truly do you have an inkling that maybe you're being considered?
I absolutely believe I'm being considered. Now, the thing about being a dark horse, sometimes you're so dark they don't even know you're a horse yet. But okay. I believe that I'm there in the gate, and that the race will begin, because I believe I am the natural successor to John Sterling. I believe that our styles are extremely similar, and that what I'm doing is sort of John Sterling for the younger generation. And I think it would be a natural fit. I think it's the greatest city in the world. I think it's the greatest baseball franchise that's ever existed. And I think I would knock it completely out of the park.
How would you take over for John? Because John's such a legend and has so much of a style of his own. How would you make sure you honor him but also differentiate yourself?
Well, I don't think anybody's going to be able to completely take over for John Sterling, even after he retires completely and stops doing the games. I'm completely aware that for John Sterling, this is just an opportunity for him to rest and to get ready for what's going to be a great playoff run in New York City this fall. And so I don't see myself or anybody taking over for John Sterling. He's an all-time legend, and he's just an incredible human being. To do what he's doing at 83, almost 84 years old is off the charts. It's almost unheard of with that kind of energy. I will say this. When I go into the booth, I do it for the team that I'm doing it for, the players, the manager, the coaches, especially the fans. I do it for them. I don't do it for anybody else. And the commitment and the passion that I bring to the game, I really believe that is second to none. And I would put myself out there as doing something really special for that group and for that city. And I think that they would really love it.
So the thing is that your zany calls, you know, are very unique. They're very signature. And I would think if you hire Joey Zanaboni, you want that part of the package. But do you think the Yankees might be a little too stiff upper lip, a little too traditional? I mean, they don't even like facial hair to accept, you know, kind of some of your zanier calls.
How do they feel about back hair? As long as I don't have to get rid of that, I'd be fine. I'll lose the beard, my friend, but what goes on in the backyard? Now, listen, that's got to be up to me. I don't think that it'd be any problem at all. I mean, hey, you listen to Sterling. Again, I think our styles are extremely similar. It's catchphrases, it's high energy, it's a lot of fun, and he's been embraced as really the great voice of the Yankees in modern times. So I don't think at all that it'd be any kind of a differentiation. They want a broadcast that's smoother than a before picture in a Rogaine ad. They want something that's wilder than Lindsay Lohan in the late 2000s. They want something that's cleaner than a Lysol brand OnlyFans account. They know where to come.
Joey Zanaboni joins us this morning on the show. I think what goes underrated about you is that you banged around the minors for a while. You have tried to build your career step by step, and there's no shame in being at single A because you're at a great organization. You're getting great attention now, but you have worked on your craft for a while, and it takes a while to move through the baseball ranks. It's not like you get to go from rookie league ball to calling, you know, a professional baseball team. So do you want to speed up the timeline on this? And that's part of the equation here too, of trying to gin up attention, because if you do the traditional route, it could take you another 10 years to go from single A to the bigs.
Single A is the highest level that I've ever been at, and I'm extremely proud of that fact. I spent 6 years in independent baseball, 1 year at the rookie level with the Johnson City Cardinals in the Appalachian League, and now here in single A with the Fredericksburg Nationals. And to be honest with you, DA, I think that's the biggest advantage that I have, because I know what baseball means to small communities and what it means to individuals through these great experiences that I've had. And I spend time thinking about Major League Baseball and thinking about the way that maybe that scale and that reach, the corporate feel of it, has alienated some casual fans who experience baseball on the more personal and communal level, whether that's going to a little league baseball game or a minor league baseball game. They're looking for something that will touch their heart. They're looking for baseball that will really, really make its way into their soul. And the minor leagues, that's really what it's all about. And I think having that personal touch and having that communal feel, that's something that would actually end up increasing the reach, because it would make it more personal for people who maybe have gotten away from the game a little bit. And so I do see that as an advantage that I've had. In terms of the style, sure, it's something that gets attention, and it's something that maybe get some more eyeballs and get some more eardrums on the broadcast. But for myself, as I said, I do it for the team that I'm with. I do it for the community that I'm with. And when I go out to Virginia Credit Union Stadium here in beautiful Fredericksburg, and I see smiles on the faces of those fans, I realize the impact that something like this can have. And the opportunity to bring that to a larger level, it's secondary, but I'd like to make sure I reach even more people with it.
I like that attitude. You know, my career began in minor league baseball as well, being an intern in the broadcast with just fetching hot dogs and hamburgers for the broadcasters and being able to hand them the index cards of sponsors and helping out with the cameras down the first baseline and things like that. And I'm with you. I think minor league baseball touches a piece of Americana and the sports soul that maybe no other sport does. And I think you're right. It ties you into something more profound. I think what's interesting about you and why I resonate with you, Joey, is that I actually think at the very heart of you, you're a really, really good guy and very self-effacing. I think that people might think that with these big calls, you're a look-at-me guy, but I don't vibe that. What I vibe from you is you're doing these crazy calls to get attention for your career, but you're actually not a self-absorbed look-at-me guy. Do you have to balance that to make sure people don't think that you want to make the show all about you?
Well, DA, I appreciate those kind of words. That really does mean a lot. Sure, I mean, I see Twitter trolls or whoever they are saying stuff like that. As I said last time on the show, honestly, I ignore them because I know who I am and I know how my career started, DA. I was given an opportunity in 2015 with the Los Angeles Angels affiliate in Orem, Utah. And, you know, the team actually, basically, as soon as I walked in the door, told me they wanted to do a promotion called Caucasian Heritage Night. And I walked away from that team. I resigned that position in protest of what I believed was a racist intent and was a hateful intent behind that promotion and behind that night. And I was extremely proud of the actions that I took. I was extremely proud to stand up for my values, for my ethics, as well as for the community that I was working in during the academic year. I was a sports information director and broadcaster at a very small community college in Clarksdale, Mississippi, called Cahoma Community College, one of the only historically Black junior colleges in America. I worked there for 3 years. I took that stand and walked away from what at the time was my best professional opportunity just because I believe walking away was the right thing to do. And, you know, a few years later, when some of this stuff started to go viral and some of these one-liners started to catch on Twitter and things, a lot of people forgot about that from 2015 with Orem. And, you know, maybe that's the curse of modern living, or maybe that's just the curse of life in general, is people don't really remember you for the best things that you ever did. And I know who I am. I proved it to myself in that situation. And I guess, you know, being sort of the internet's fourth favorite sports announcer, the play-by-play voice your grandma loves, and the guy with all the one-liners, sure, that's great. It's a lot of fun. But I think back on that experience, and I think back on those 3 years that I put together in Clarksdale, and I think of those as the most special and the most meaningful in my life. And it's more important to me to be a good person and to do something like that than to get these little bits of fame.
It's good background. Joey Zannaboni joining us this morning on the show. You got a game tonight?
I got a game tonight. 7:05 Eastern time. It's the Fredericksburg Nationals and the Lynchburg Hillcats. As you would say, throw out all the records for the Fred Nass and the Hillcats meet here at Virginia Credit Union Stadium.
Nada, nada on the Fred Nass Radio Network, huh?
Nada, nada here on the Fred Nass Radio Network.
Hey, solve this question for us. Who is Declan Horgan and why was it important that he was coming back after the break?
Declan Horgan is the man who is reputed to have saved Hell's Kitchen with Gordon Ramsay. He was on the 20th season of Hell's Kitchen, and now he is the head chef at Rebellion here in Fredericksburg. It's an incredible restaurant and bourbon bar. Make sure you check him out, 309 William Street, if you're ever here in beautiful Fredericksburg. And Declan was my pregame guest, and then he came up in the fourth inning. And he told me, actually, when he came up in the fourth, he said, this is the first baseball game I've ever been to in my life. He's from Ireland originally. So I figured, hey, I better make this thing memorable for him. And we had the Lysol brand OnlyFans account. And then actually when he came back in the bottom, I wish you could see his face on that OnlyFans account. It was shocked. We needed a camera booth. And then when we came back, a guy actually stole home, like a legitimate steal of home on the return throw back to the pitcher. And it was probably the most exciting moment of the season. So as far as having a first baseball game, I think it really worked out for him.
It's the summer of Zanavoni. Brother, I wish you all the luck for this Yankees gig. Obviously, we'll keep our listeners appraised of the situation there. And as I've always said, always an open invitation. When you get up to New York at some point in time, even if it's after the season, you come by, you hang out with us. We'll go get breakfast or lunch after the show, and we'll have some fun.
Well, DA, thanks a lot. And thanks to all the guys for all your support. I hope it works out with the Yankees. This should be an incredible opportunity. And for all the great listeners out there, check it out at @Joey_Zanna on social media. And really do remember that New York City deserves joy in its baseball broadcast. I'm ready to bring it for you anytime.
I love it. Joey, you keep doing good work, buddy. Thanks so much.
See you guys. Thanks again.
Okay.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.